Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I think we're ready to do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. I catch you, Steve Alexander?
Just about.
Sounds like something Bob Kessler would do, except he'd play the harmonica. Bob, I know you accompany our Bright Side segment on Fridays. You think you can keep pace with this with your harmonica?
I think I could, a little practice, maybe.
We got a joke today from Tim Larson, and podcast he's the podcast co-host of Life's 3x5's podcast. Joke from Lori Jensen, Richard Trout, and Christine Knipp. Stan in East Dundee sent us a joke. Jenny B. did, too, in Buffalo Grove. Gary Hoyne in St. Charles. We got a joke from Jeannie in Michigan again, and Nikki Youngren. And we got this note. Hi, John. This is the third attempt in my quest to become the first Mainer. That's a person from Maine to win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Third time's the charm, signed Mike Danahy, senior lecturer in the Department of Chemistry at, how do you say it, Dave?
I believe it's Bowdoin.
Bowdoin College.
Oh, he's way too smart to be.
I'm always amazed that anybody above a seventh grade education listens to this show. He's in Brunswick, Maine. And he sent this joke. What do you do with a sick chemist?
Well, if you can't helium, you might as well bury him.
Wow.
That works in chemistry departments. Mm-hmm. I just installed a skylight in my apartment.
Nah, that's nice. Do you like it?
I do. The people upstairs aren't happy about it, though. Finally, my time machine is complete. Let me just press this button and... Finally, my time machine is complete. Just let me press this button and... Finally, my... I got up at 5 a.m., 5-mile run, completed, came back, prepared a vegetable smoothie for breakfast. Don't remember the rest of the dream. Joke about me dreaming. I suffer from ADCD, attention deficit cleaning disorder. It's where you start to clean one thing, you get distracted by the other things that need to be cleaned, which causes you to start cleaning those things, so you end up with nothing getting cleaned. Indeed, motherhood is like the fairy tale Cinderella, but in reverse. You start out in a beautiful ball gown and you end up in stained rags cleaning up after everyone else. My wife and I laugh about how competitive we are, but I laugh more. I met a girl at a club the other night who said she'd show me a good time, so we went outside and she ran the 40 in 4.5 seconds. I was amazed. When I retired 5 years ago, I had 53 things on my to-do list. I now have 738.
Hey, John, thanks for all those good books yesterday. I won't need any more for a very, very long time.
Hey, Dave, I've got more books for you. Read this one. Nothing Ever Goes My Way by Mona Lott. And here's another great book, Dave.
No, see,
it's called Shipwrecked by Mandy Boats. And here's another book, Dave. Read this.
Beginner's Guide to Skydiving?
By Hugo First. And here, Dave, read this. I got more books for you, Dave.
Yeah.
Read this one. Mm-hmm. A History of Hurricane Damage by Rufus Blownoff. If your last name is Blownoff, don't name your kid Rufus, especially if you live in a Gulf state. And here's another great book, Dave. Yeah. I'm Not Guilty by Why Hang Me. And finally, what do you call James Bond in a bathtub? What do you call James Bond in a bathtub? Dave thinks he knows. Kessler is busy preparing a newscast. We won't bother him. Steve Alexander?
I have no idea.
Dave?
Bubble 07.